All But Gone is the second production of the Lovesick season at the Other Room in Cardiff. It marks the debut direction of the Other Room's new artistic director, Dan Jones. And if this astonishing show is anything to go by, it will make this venue not only one of the most exciting in Cardiff, but in Wales. For a Finnish venue to put on a new play by an established writer, Matthew Trevanian, of this quality is an outstanding achievement. The action begins with Kai, played by newcomer Callum Hymers, with great emotional control for a young actor, burgling pensioner Owen's house. Owen, who had previously noticed Kai acting suspiciously at a neighbour's premises, is waiting for him, shotgun pointed directly at him. After putting the fear of God in him, Owen slowly shows a sympathetic side and realizing that Kai is famished, offers a sandwich and sends him on his way. But not before Hal, played by Daniel Graham, who brilliantly plays this character, alternating between gentleness, manic antics, and uncontrolled rage, enters from upstairs and recites the soulful passage of poetry. However, he appears not to notice Kai before returning to where he came from. In fact, only Owen interacts with Kai throughout the entire play, although he is often present. This puzzling question is the beginning of what becomes a highly complex play. If Kai isn't actually a person, then what is he? And what does he represent? Does the breaking and entering, mirrored in the final scene by Howell, represent an intrusion into the impaired memory of Owen? As the play develops, it is obvious that the action takes place with both Owen as a young man and where he is now. But how reliable is his memory? For he seems to be undertaking a decline of his mental process and entering into senile dementia. The other characters in the play are also marvellously observed. Nicola Reynolds plays Owen, matriarchal head of the household where Owen is living. She plays the archetypical Welsh mam to a T and has the funniest lines. There is a lot of humour in this play. Her daughter Bev, Erin Phillips, is a kind-hearted Welsh girl of the kind that we all know and love. Her brother is Howell, who I have already mentioned. Everyone in this production seems tailor-made for the characters they play, which is a testament to their acting abilities. A special mention has to go to Wyn Bowen Aris, a veteran actor in the Welsh television and theatre scene. His control, especially vocally, is superb, and you can't help looking at his character sympathetically. The play touches upon a number of themes as well as dementia, confused sexuality, and lost opportunity. The set design is perfect for a small space. Table and kitchen unit, with window back centre and stairs leading upstairs. A porch and outer door lead to the street. Carl Davis's design miraculously managed to make the set appear much larger than it actually is. Joe Fletcher's lighting also provides scenes of great, profound intimacy. In fact, this is a flawless production, and if I could, I would be awarding it 4.5 stars out of 5. A truly thought-provoking play about a thought-disintegrating subject matter. This production deserves a transfer to a larger venue, a memorable occasion which was rapturously applauded by the audience. Due to the strong language and adult scenes and subject matter, this play is for mature audiences. It runs at the Other Room until the 14th of April. Please follow the link below to check ticket availability. Thank you.